Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and again, welcome to the Shred Show Live. As I mentioned, I am truly honored and humbled to have Tracy Schmidt, like I said, top producer, joining me this morning, sharing some of the few things that she is doing to grow her business on social media. I'm very excited to have her. Tracy, welcome to the Shred Show.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. You and I are both showing up, representing in our colors today. I should have gone pink. I'm just saying. You're looking great in that. I should have, what can you do? What can you do? Real men wear pink. But Tracy, I am excited to be chatting about some of the things that you are doing. You and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and I was looking at your social media profiles, and I'm like, you are showing up, like you are continuing to be present for your referral partners, for your clients, for your community. And it was truly inspiring for me. So I was like, Tracy, I got to have you on the show. I got to have you talk about this journey you've gone through. But before we do that, before we dive into all of that, I want to get to know you a little bit better. I want to get to know, how did you get started in this industry? I love hearing those origin stories.
Yeah. So I'm aging myself, but I've been doing this for 25 years and wow. I've always been in the retail space.
So you got started when you were like 5 or 6 in the industry? Exactly. I mean, young start. Yes. Okay.
Cool. All I've ever done. So right out of college, it's been mortgage, finance. I grew up on Long Island. I went to college at Bentley. So I'm an East Coast girl. And then I moved to San Diego in 99 and I've never gone back. So now I'm officially a West Coast girl. I've lived most of my life here. Compared to the East Coast. So
you listen to a little bit too much Beach Boys growing up and you're like, hey, gotta hit the West Coast, get the surf in, right?
I don't like snow. So cold weather.
Hey, I'm here in Utah and we've got way too much snow this year. So I feel you. I'm ready to come hang out with you in Southern California and hang out. So you get started in the industry. And then when did you become like loan officer? What got you to become a loan officer? Because all of us know as little kids, I'm sure growing up, you know, on the East Coast or even when you got to California, I'm sure you're not like, you know what I want to be? I want to be a loan officer. I want to be a mortgage professional. How'd you get started in the industry?
I did an internship at Bentley for consumer finance. It was actually Norwest Financial that became Wells Fargo Financial, big company name. And I just like went up the chain, you know, it was we made like $18,000 a year at the time. There was no bonus or commission. You got a salary, right? And I just love the fact that I was helping people, whether it be financing cars or furniture at the time or mortgages. And then I became an assistant manager and then a branch manager. I ran one of the largest branches. I actually moved to Fresno to do that, which was interesting. And then I just did mortgages. I mean, I worked for Countrywide. I was a VP for Bank of America, did the whole thing. And most recently, I was at a retail place for 6 years. And then Jason DuPont, who we all know very well at Nexa, he runs the largest branch with the company. He got in touch with me and 2 months ago, I joined Nexa. So I am officially from retail to Nexa.
Very, very interesting. I love hearing that. I want to talk about this because as you and I had this conversation a few weeks ago, when we first started again, as I met you and I started like having this incredible like relationship and seeing how you have grown as a mortgage professional over the years, what was really exciting is you were continuing to add value showing up via social media. You and I actually connected to like, we were talking about social media and you were asking me, you know, how it could help. And you are actually, I'm like, hey, to be honest, Tracy, I get like, you are surpassing where I like what I am doing, which is so cool because usually we kind of help people kind of get their start, their interim into the beginning of social media. But you were at a place like, why did you start? Like, why social media? Why did you say, hey, there's an opportunity here? How did you get active on social media?
Yeah. So it actually really is about a 5-year story because I went to a coach, right? Everybody has to have kind of that coach or mentor. And I didn't last with him very long, but he told me to find my Oprah, right? So that's the biggest piece of advice that I could give to a loan officer is find your Oprah. So that was my mission. So I traveled up to Northern California often, and I saw this real estate agent that was just absolutely everywhere. And so I made it my goal that she would be my Oprah. Come to find out, she was always top 1% in real estate, but her name is Krista Mayshore. And I connected with her. I reached out to her on Facebook and I said, you have no idea who I am, but you're doing something right. You're everywhere. I see you all over Facebook, all over social media. Will you mentor me? And it just was the correct timing. She's like, I'm starting a coaching program. I would love to have you join for free as one of the first people. It's going to be geared towards real estate agents and lenders. And I was in, and it's written the story ever since. So it's crazy luck.
You found that mentor, and that's sometimes all it takes. I love that you share that because so many loan officers today, they're just needing a little bit of direction. It's not like we overthink it. We think it's incredibly difficult to get started on social media, but all you need is a little bit of direction, a little bit of guidance. And like I say, I mean, this incredible device, it really provides all you need to start showing up. So, okay. Yeah. So you find this mentor, she starts helping you. And I mean, like, I love that you say it's been a 5-year journey, because when you just start doing it, social media, like, you don't start seeing deals or opportunities overnight. Like, it's a long, slow, it's like, it's a long game.
Well, first it's a mindset, because no one ever likes the way that they look on video. So I had to get past that. Right. I had to be like, okay, these people are going to see me. This is how I look. They're going to see me in person. I'm going to look the same. I'm going to sound the same. So who cares? So I had to get over that obstacle. And then it was just,
how did you get over it?
Honestly, it's mindset training, right? It's understanding that you have a message and you have value that you need to provide to families and consumers and to referral partners of your knowledge. And I was a really good loan officer, but no one knew that because I wasn't getting it out there. I wasn't sharing that message. So once I started sharing it, people were coming to me versus me chasing that real estate agent or chasing that consumer. They wanted to know more. They started to know, like, and trust me. Through video and through social media. And then they just started to want to work with me. So it did take a minute, but that's where I am now, which is amazing.
Do you know how, like, long, when did you finally start, like, oh my gosh, I've been showing up. These people are starting, I'm building this relationship. Like you said, I love that you say that, because you do build relationships. If you're showing up consistently, if you're providing value, like you're talking about, people, like, they build that relationship. When did you start to notice, like, oh my gosh, people are listening?
It took about 6 months, and I'll never forget. I went to like a mixer event for the Chamber of Commerce in Poway, California. And I walked in and I didn't know anyone. And people came up to me and were saying, I saw you on social media. I saw you on Facebook. You're that mortgage person. And then I was like, all right, it's working. So that gives you the momentum you need, right? And what you're providing to loan officers that are just starting out is so amazing, because a lot of times they just don't know what to say. They don't know how to express what we do. It's so easy in our day to day, but to actually get the message across concisely to consumers and have them want to, you know, stop the scroll and actually listen, the content is so important. And so I love that you're providing that to people as part of your program.
Oh, you are far too kind. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, so you are crushing it with it. Like, so you're doing, what was there a time when you're like, this is hard? Was there ever like a moment, like a stumbling block or a roadblock that you hit? You're like, oh my gosh, like, was there ever a moment as you were going through this journey that you're like, is this worth it?
There still is, right? It's, you have to be consistent. And so I try to do, you know, 2 videos a week. You try to do community videos, because people don't just want to hear about mortgages, right? Sometimes it gets boring. So I partnered with a local business just for Valentine's Day, you know, and promoted her business and gave away a $10 coupon to her services, and just things that you can think outside of the box. People that I know, they do pet of the week, right? Where they go to a local animal shelter and they highlight a pet or something that you love and you're passionate about. That's what you should be shooting video about, because you'll come across authentic and you're not selling, right? You're providing value and information.
Oh my gosh. There's so much in there that I want to unpack. So many, literally, ladies and gentlemen, she just gave you like 3 or 4 ideas that you could literally go execute today and have an incredibly successful, but you said something I'm going to hit this just for a second and then kind of switch it. But you said you're posting like twice a week. So many of us think like, oh, I need to be posting. They hear Gary Vaynerchuk or these other influencers say you need to be posting 10 times a week or all this. I mean, it's like, no, like, you got to show up just consistently. You showing up 2 times a week, like, that's, I would say that's 10 times more than most people are showing up consistently. So just showing up and providing that value is more important than anything.
Well, it's also repurposing. So I'm showing up 2 times a week, but on so many different mediums, right? And they're free. It's like social media is free unless you run ads behind it. So don't forget about Alignable, Nextdoor, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google, Facebook. I mean, personal page, business page. There's so many places. So I just take that video and you have to learn how to repurpose it the right way, which is a little bit advanced, but, and I do everything with, like you said, my phone. I mean, it's an amazing thing.
Imagine that, right? Okay, do you have a favorite platform? Like, do you have a platform of choice? Is it Facebook, Instagram? Which one's your favorite?
Yeah, so through coaching, Krista was all Facebook. And so she like taught us to learn one medium and become an expert at it, right? Yep. Before you go to the next, because otherwise you're just so confused in what you're doing. So I would say I have Facebook pretty well down. I know how to run ads properly. So if you want to put some money spend behind it, I'm getting into Instagram. I have to kind of learn a little bit more consistency in my messaging. I'm still learning. And TikTok has been fun. It's been interesting and fun. So there's a way you could, you know, start on TikTok and then repurpose it to the other channels. And so you just have to play with it and figure out what you like the best and what your age group is, right? So I'm 47. My age group is on Facebook, right? Someone younger, they're on Instagram or they're on Snapchat or on TikTok. So you have to figure out who your client avatar is, like, where are they going to be? Where are they going to see you? That's so important.
I love that. And you said, like you said, have fun with it. Enjoy whatever platform you enjoy using. Start with that one. So many of us overthink it. And I hear far too often from loan officers, well, I see everybody on TikTok and on Instagram and on LinkedIn, on YouTube. I need to do it all. I'm like, no. Start with one. Get really, really good at that. Once you have mastered, even you, somebody who is far more advanced than most, even you are like, hey, I got to focus on this one, get really consistent at it, and then I can grow from there. Now, I want to go back to something you said a minute ago, because you've shared so many ideas, but you even mentioned adding value to your community. As a matter of fact, you even have an event, if I could call it that, today, like sharing. So tell us a little bit about this and how this came to be.
Yeah. So I think obviously as a mortgage loan officer, your goal is to have as many referral partners as possible. And so what I try to do is, real estate agents are similar to us. They're running their own business. And, you know, home buyers and home sellers are looking online. So you have to think, you know, do you have an online presence? Does the realtor you want to work with, have you Googled them? Do they have Facebook? Are they doing video? It's a great way for you to take what you're learning with Shred, you know, with you guys, and help and give back to one of your partners. Have a meeting face to face. Hey, I learned this today. Why don't we get together, hold each other accountable, and shoot videos, right? And learn together. Mm-hmm. So I decided Facebook groups are amazing to bring people together into one location where you could give a large message to a mass number of people at the same time, right? So I created a Facebook group where for real estate agents, and it's at 11 to 12 Pacific time on Tuesdays and Thursdays, where we're going to do a power hour. We're going to dial for dollars together. We're going to be on Zoom. So you're going to be on camera. It's going to be muted though. And we're going to celebrate wins. We're going to try to book as many appointments with clients as we can. And just really motivate each other for 1 hour of solid time blocked calling and prospecting, right? And so that helps me. My passion is educating and helping. And then it helps the realtors. And then they see the value that I bring. And then it's on video, right? And then you're putting it on Facebook. And so you're building your brand and your messaging without asking for loans.
Oh my gosh.
So you end up getting loans anyway.
So I say you're providing accountability. You're providing incredible value to this group. So I have to ask, so many people are like, well, Tracy, how did you start this group? So how did you start? Did you start just reaching out to agents in the local community? How did you actually start that group?
So you'll be surprised. I mean, what you should do if you're just starting out is, if you're in Facebook, look at different real estate groups that already exist, right? So look at lending groups, real estate groups. If you have a realtor that's in a big brokerage, maybe you could set up a lunch and learn. I mean, I love that. I love doing lunch and learns and taking what I've learned and actually educating an entire team or an entire office with it. You know, and basically, so you do that. And then in the groups, you could see the members of the groups, right? If you look, it'll say the people that are in common with your groups. And so you could see if they're real estate agents, you friend request them, they end up liking you, and then you invite them to like your page, and then they're part of your group if they see value.
Imagine that. Sharing value, helping one another grow. Like that's just it. So many of us, Tracy, overthink like the realtor value proposition these days and think it's all about the best rates and the best products and closing on time. And it's like those days, like, sure, that is all part of it, but those days are gone. Like you have to find other ways to truly add value, like you're doing, getting them present, helping them build their brand. That is helping them build business. You really want to build a long-lasting relationship with a referral partner? Help them get a couple extra deals in the door.
Yeah. And if they're investing in your program, right, and you're helping them with scripting, I always take my scripting and I gear it towards a real estate agent, right? So they already have the script. You already have it from you, right? And so just gear it towards an agent and just, you know, call agents and say, hey, I have this amazing script. I would love to provide it to you. Do you want to meet in person so we can go over it and I can share some ideas of how you can get it out to the masses and be a community market leader and build your brand on video? They're going to say yes. They're going to have that conversation with you just because you have a script.
I was going to say, Tracy, have you ever had a realtor say, no, Tracy, I don't want, never. Like, no, they want that. They need that. They know they need to be standing out. They know they need to be different right now. So it's just like, yeah. When you go to them with that, they're like, absolutely. Even if they're a top producer, most of them are going to be like, yeah. You bet. That's going to, if it's even going to continue to help me grow, continue to help my reach and my attention, nobody's going to turn that down right now.
Yeah. And I would say too, you know, people get hung up on views and numbers and we call it like the vanity views, right? It's, you don't have to have 10,000 views, or it's just getting out there, getting the message, and you'll get the views organically as people start to look at it and share. But again, it's consistency. You know, if I haven't done this for so long and I stopped, I'd be so mad at myself because, you know, you take all that hard work and then you just stop because you think it's working and you're getting busy. But even when I was so busy the last 2 years, I still was consistent in my marketing, and it's paying off now that the market is slow.
Oh my gosh. I want to like end on that. Everybody wants to go viral, Tracy, but it's not about going viral. It's just staying consistent. Like you just said, and you've seen the business from it. Like you put in the blood, sweat, and the tears, and now it's just continuing to pay off little by little. So I cannot thank you enough. That literally, I want to end on that note because you literally crushed it.
You just dropped the mic.
Yes. I dropped them. You, I don't know if I've ever had a better mic drop, like right there, just show how amazing you are. So Tracy, this has been incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to share all of Tracy's social media profiles. Go follow her. Watch what she's doing. I always tell you, still like an artist, if you see something that she does, go and make it your own. Like go and like, wow, Tracy's inspiring to all you loan officers, you realtors out there. So go follow her. Do what the leaders are doing. And truly, Tracy is one of those leaders. You are amazing. Thank you so much for everything you shared today.
I appreciate it. So thank you so much for having me.
This has been an honor. We're going to have Tracy on again because, again, I know she inspired me. Like, and I do this for a living. But she's
there. I would say everybody go out and shoot a video. Today's Valentine's Day, right? So it's perfect opportunity. Go to the local coffee shop you go to. Go to the bakery. Hold your camera with the owner and just be like, hey, I'm at this business. It's Valentine's Day. Come on down. They have amazing coffee, amazing donuts. You're promoting the business. The business will promote you, right? It's fun. It's exciting. You'll probably get a free coffee and a donut. Just do it.
There you go. For nothing more than a coffee and a donut, share that value. There it is. There's the Shred Challenge. Mic drop from Tracy. Ladies and gentlemen, I guarantee you have learned something. Go and put it into practice. Tracy just gave you a simple challenge. It's not that hard. You've got a phone. Go out there and get it done. Tracy, you're amazing. Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay. And all of you, as always, we appreciate you. We love you. Now it's time for all of you to go shred, go show up, hustle, repeat every day. See ya.